It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
Well, the Blackhawks' winless streak may have now stretched out to 8 games. However, multiple times in this game, the Edmonton Oilers had an opportunity to just put this one away, and the Blackhawks did not let that happen. They fall to the Edmonton Oilers tonight, 5-4. Second straight time that the Blackhawks have brought the Oilers to within one goal. However, they do suffer the loss in tonight's game. They now move to 6-12-4 on the season. Edmonton picks up its third straight win. They are 13-10-0. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show. A quick one for you tonight with the late puck drop taking you up till midnight. If you would like to join us, 312-981-7200. You can give us a call. You can give us a text. But we got to bring in Troy Murray, who called the game with John Weideman up in the radio booth. Great to have 19 back with us. And, Troy, this was a game that the Blackhawks could have let get out of hand a couple of times, but they showed a lot of resiliency today and nearly, I mean, they were inches away from tying this game up and bringing it to overtime.
Yeah, I got to give them credit. I mean, you know, the way that this team, you know, is kind of structured that they're going to be in these type of situations, they don't have the firepower to pull themselves away from some of the teams, but they work hard and they compete hard, and that's what they did in this game. There was no quit in them, and as you mentioned, it could have been several times in this game where they threw in the towel, but they didn't do that. Made it real interesting at the end, and boy, it was so close that Taylor Radish had that opportunity right on the doorstep to tie this game up. The building would have been up for grabs and probably heading into some exciting overtime play.
Yeah, I like this new signature goal scored by Max Domi where he's just falling over. I mean, that just kind of encapsulates what type of player he is. But I feel like he had that same kind of goal against Dallas the other week.
Yeah, you know, I like Max Domi and the way that he plays. He's got a great shot. I'd like to see him use it more. You saw him just step in. He stopped the puck from going out. The Oilers tried to rim it around the boards. He stopped it. It looked what was his options there, and the Oilers weren't challenging him, and he just went right into the top of the faceoff circle and let one fly that just blew past Skinner. And you'd like to see him use that shot a little bit more. And maybe sometimes when you're playing with Patrick Kane, that Kane factor where you're maybe trying to move the puck over to him rather than shoot it. And when you're not playing with him, all of a sudden you have a little bit of a different mentality, but two goals for Max Domi, certainly a good sign from a guy that has worked hard all season long.
I know you gave him player of the game before and after the game. I'll go ahead.
I got lucky with the pick, but I had a hunch.
No, it took a while to pay off, but it totally did. I'll also give him the player with the most heart, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, with teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations. Just a few more with Troy Murray quickly here. And Troy, special teams play was a bit of a factor because the Blackhawks killed off 4 Edmonton power plays. It was more like 3 and some change. But still, this is a very talented Edmonton power play. And the Blackhawks held them in check, and they went 2-for-6 in their man advantage as well. So special teams, a lot of positives to pull from for the Hawks tonight.
Yeah, a lot of positives, but when you look at the Edmonton Oilers and the chances that they had, basically, as you mentioned, 3 power plays, they had 13 shots on goal and looked very dangerous. You don't want to give them that many opportunities in a game. You just have to really be cautious and be aware of the penalties that you can and can't take. The sloppy penalties are something that will come back to haunt you. But the Oilers' power play, it was held off the scoreboard, which was great. They did a nice job. And Soderblom actually, you know, was the star penalty killer. He made some great saves on the 13 shots. So it could have been a lot worse than that. But they got the job done. And then special teams on the other side, as you mentioned, the power play, a couple goals for the Blackhawks in this one. So nice sign for the power play to wake up a little bit.
For sure. And 36 saves for Arvid Soderblom tonight. All right, Troy. Well, we appreciate you staying past your bedtime and chatting with us tonight. A late one, but an exciting one towards the end.
Yeah, it was a fun game. And, you know, I mean, I know it's late. It's getting towards the witching hour of midnight here. And
it's almost December.
It's almost December. That's right. But you know, it was exciting, and for everybody who hung out here at the end, they saw an exciting finish and almost an opportunity for the Blackhawks to tie this one up with just a few seconds to go.
For sure. All right, Troy. Well, thank you as always. Great to have you back, and looking forward to this weekend chatting with you from the Big Apple.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of me the next three games, so get used to it.
Well, don't worry. We're used to it, and it's definitely welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
Troy. All right, that's Troy Murray, number 19, rejoining us here in the radio broadcast booth. We got to kind of zip along here. We're taking you up to midnight tonight. Blackhawks fall to the Edmonton Oilers 5-4. We've got Jack Heinrich in the locker room right now getting sound from a few of the Blackhawks, and then later on Luke Richardson. We'll also play the highlights of this one as well as the Hawks make it a game, but they do fall to Edmonton by one goal. We'll also take your calls. We'll take your texts, 312-981-7200. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720. WGN. After tonight's 5-4 victory for the Edmonton Oilers over the Chicago Blackhawks, Edmonton is now 58-16-4 when both Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl each score in the same game. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show, taking you up to midnight tonight. After the Hawks losing skid now, unfortunately, stretches out to 8 games, but this was a different type of game tonight. The Blackhawks taking on a very good, very talented, very fast Edmonton team, and they get within a goal of them for the second straight night. Not only that, there were a few opportunities for Edmonton to just let this game go away and just kind of put it to bed, but the Blackhawks didn't allow that to happen and nearly tied it up with 13.6 seconds left. Let's get to the highlights of tonight's matchup at the United Center. After 20 minutes, we had no score. The Oilers outshot the Blackhawks 14-6. We thought we had a goal. It looked like Zach Hyman had netted the first goal of the night. However, the Blackhawks challenged it, saying that Hyman had cross-checked Seth Jones into the Blackhawks goaltender of Arvid Soderblom. That challenge was overturned successfully. Good challenge by the Hawks, and it remained a scoreless game. Edmonton had a lot of good scoring chances. They had a power play in that first period. They had 7 shots on goal in their very first power play. It is just a very talented team overall, let alone with a man advantage. So we moved into the second period, and Edmonton didn't waste too much time. 54 seconds in, Leon Draisaitl picked up his 14th goal of the season. Darnell Nurse with the primary assist, his 10th of the year, and Nurse also playing in his 500th career game. Later on in that second period, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins would take a stellar feed from Jesse Puljujarvi, behind Arvid Soderblom's net, and just fed Nugent-Hopkins, who came cruising in from the right wing and made it a 2-0 lead for Edmonton. So a moment right there, and the Oilers continued to pile on the pressure offensively. But the Blackhawks had an answer for that, and it was thanks to a shot from Jack Johnson, although it didn't end up being his goal.
Hyman will clear to the line, kept in by Jack Johnson. Shoots, he scores! His first goal as a Blackhawk. Jack Johnson with a good play to keep it in at the line. Just wristed the puck toward the Oiler net. And one of the Hawks did a flyby in front of Skinner and obscured his view long enough for that puck to beat him. And the Hawks are on the board, trailing 2-1.
Man, it would have been great if it stayed Jack Johnson's goal. Not to take anything away from Boris Tkachuk. He picks up his first of the year. But Boris Tkachuk was that guy flying over, as John had mentioned. And Jack Johnson's one-timer caught Boris Tkachuk's pants. The only reason I feel like we're robbed of a little bit of a fun storyline is because Jack Johnson's last goal came last year on opening night for the Colorado Avalanche. He scored against the Chicago Blackhawks. So after two periods, it was a 2-1 lead for Edmonton. Once again, the Blackhawks staying tough with the Oilers, but most of the offense of this game came in the third period. And we mentioned earlier, Leon Draisaitl scored for Edmonton. Well, of course, you knew who was going to score next.
Here's McDavid racing to center ice. Got by Johnson of the Hawk line, right circle, and shoots. He scores! Well, you give him an inch, he'll take 5 yards. And McDavid got loose down the right wing side, fired a hard wrist shot low, and it hit the post on the far side and beat Soderblom. And the Oilers are now out in front 3-1.
If you were at tonight's game, just be grateful that you get to see more stellar work from Connor McDavid, unfortunately, at the Blackhawks' expense. But what a wizard he is with the puck. Troy Murray had brought up a good point. It's just one little hesitation, one little move to deceive Soderblom, like McDavid's going to cut towards the slot. Instead, he rips a shot, scores a goal. Edmonton's out top 3-1. You already think being down by 2 to Edmonton is a tall mountain to climb. Well, the Oilers added to their lead about 9 minutes later.
Now here's a road goal from Matthias Janmark. He shoots and scores from the right wing circle in the Hawk zone off of a perfect feed across the rink from Nugent Hopkins. Janmark scoring his first of the season makes it 4-1 in favor of Edmonton.
Yeah, 2-on-1 is really tough to stop with Edmonton. Janmark finally getting on the score sheet this year, and it was an opportunity for Edmonton because they may have caught the Blackhawks napping a little bit over on the other blue line in Edmonton's end. A lot of Hawks players just kind of caught in that right point, or I should say that left point, and then all of a sudden Edmonton's able to go down the other way. But here is where the Blackhawks stayed resilient and took advantage of a power play.
Here's a shot by Domi. He scores! Max Domi from the right wing circle. Snap one over the shoulder of Skinner. It's a power play goal, and it gets the Hawks back to within a pair of the Oilers, trailing 4-2.
Domi came from the right boards. Troy Murray had mentioned maybe catching Darnell Nurse and the Edmonton Oilers a little bit off guard because he just drove in and fired the shot. The Hawks were a little bit reluctant to shoot the puck a little bit more throughout this game, but Domi ends up picking up a goal, bringing the Blackhawks within 2, and then 19 seconds later.
Back in the Oilers' zone, Reese Johnson for the left circle fire. They score! It's Mackenzie Entwistle. Reese Johnson let it rip from the left circle, and the puck was stopped by Skinner. There was Entwistle on the rebound, and he rips it home. The Hawks have scored a pair of goals inside of 30 seconds and now trail the Oilers by only a single tally at 4-3.
Great to see Mackenzie Entwistle pick up his first goal of the season and his first goal since last February against the Columbus Blue Jackets. All of a sudden, the Blackhawks have really made it a game. They're only down by a goal. And then 3 minutes later, Edmonton got back to their ways.
Here's McDavid racing in the Hawk zone, put it across Dreisaitl, shoots and scores.
Oh, wow.
That is a lethal combination. Boy, McDavid had lots of speed going into the Hawk zone down the left wing side and lifted the saucer pass across the rink, and Dreisaitl with a slapping motion just put it in behind Soderblom. Oilers get a 2-goal lead back and now lead 5-3.
Leaving a lot of fans near the radio booth very frustrated as Dreisaitl picked up his 15th of the year. Once again, the Hawks down by 2 against a good Edmonton team. But then they were able to get a 4-minute power play, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins being pulled away. And the Blackhawks, again, stayed resilient. Later on, pulled their goalie, and it was Max Domi once again.
The faceoff is won by the Oilers, then taken away by Kane. Put it in front, Domi shoots, he scores! His second power play goal of the night! An outstanding play by Patrick Kane to take the puck away from an Oiler, and then from near the bottom of the left wing circle, just sweep it across in front of the Oiler net, and Domi pounds it home! The Hawks are back within a goal of the Oilers again.
It was a phenomenal pass by Patrick Kane. Definitely check out the replay when you can. Later on, they nearly tied things up. Taylor Radish right on the crease, but only found the pad of the Edmonton goaltender. And Stuart Skinner and the Blackhawks unable to complete the comeback. They fall 5-4 to Edmonton, and they move now to 6-12-4 on the season. We'll take another break. Hopefully hear from a Blackhawk or two when we come back. Hawks fall to Edmonton 5-4. You're listening to the postgame show, 720 WGN. Tonight's three-star selection is sponsored by CarStar. Trust CarStar, North America's leading premier collision repair provider. With your collision repair needs, visit CarStar.com to find a Chicagoland location near you. I'm Joe Brand. Blackhawks fall to the Edmonton Oilers 5-4 tonight from the United Center. Leon Dreisaitl is your number one star of tonight's game. He had a couple of goals tonight. Matthias Janmark picked up his first of the year. He's the number two star. The number three star is Mackenzie Entwistle, who also picked up his first goal on the season. Was surprised Max Domi wasn't involved in the three-star selection. He had a couple tonight. Good, hard-working effort. And we're going to hear from number 13, Max Domi, right now.
You're bang on. I mean, I think it's just the emotion. You've heard lots of guys talk about it. I mean, we know in this room that we believe in this team, and we just got to go out there, and we got to treat every shift like it's your last, and treat it like a game seven. And if you do that, you're going to have a good chance to win. So I think as a whole, we all know we can be a little bit better in that department. And tonight, I certainly think we did battle hard and certainly didn't give up. So we'll take that. And like I said earlier, we just got to clean up a couple of things and dive in a little too much. And especially against a team like that, don't make you pay.
What's kind of like up and down emotions? You know, you get the goal and then Entwistle scores 19 seconds later.
Yeah.
get a goal? Can you just kind of describe that roller coaster of the last period?
Yeah, first of all, I mean, it's great to see Twisty get rewarded. I mean, he's been playing so hard, and he's such a great kid. We all love him in here, and see him get his first of the year like that. He's been all over it, and it's awesome to see him get on the board because he's going to be a big part of that.
Max Domi with two goals tonight, his sixth and seventh on the year. One more break. We'll wrap this thing up. Blackhawks fall to the Edmonton Oilers 5-4 tonight from the United Center. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show, 720 WGN. An exciting one here at the United Center as the Blackhawks made it a game to the very final moment. However, they fall to Edmonton 5-4 tonight. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show. A couple of exciting games on tonight's NHL slate. Let's talk about a few of them, starting in Detroit.
Nedeljkovic looking on. He's got to make the save here. Quinn over to the right wing boards. Cuts in. Shoots the puck and scores. Oh, he pulled Nedeljkovic. Hung on to it at the last second. Slid it into the net. And the Buffalo Sabres win the shootout 1-0. And the final score tonight, Buffalo 5 and the Red Wings 4.
That was Jack Quinn's shootout game winner. Ken Cal of 97.1, the ticket, as Detroit came back after being down 4-1 in the third period, only to lose in the shootout. Buffalo's 10th win on the year. Let's go to Toronto.
Hurdle will get the puck out in center, only to have it intercepted by Camp. Camp to Kerfoot. Long shot. Big rebound. Score! Pierre Engvall gives the Leafs the lead with 2:27 left.
Joe Bowen of Sportsnet 590, the Fan. Toronto would pick up another goal thanks to Mitch Marner, extending his point streak to 18 straight games, ties a franchise record with Eddie Olczyk and Daryl Sitter, five-game winning streak for the Toronto Maple Leafs, who take down the San Jose Sharks 3-1. Also tonight, the Rangers beat the Senators 3-1. Blackhawks' next game will be Saturday against the Rangers. That pregame for you at 6 o'clock, the puck drop at 6:30. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Citgo. Budweiser, ComEd for Business, ComEd powering business, powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. Big thanks to all the help back at the station, our producer Ben Anderson, and our engineers Krista Flores and Adam Phillips. Jack Heinrich helped us out here in the locker room tonight. Paul Zerang turning the dials, and our play-by-play and color crew of John Weideman and Troy Murray. I'm Joe Brand. Once again, the Blackhawks fall to Edmonton 5-4. James Sears has your news next. After that, it's Raleigh James. You've been listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks Hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN. Streaming on WGNRadio.com and smart devices everywhere.